100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, and it's October, which means, well, it's Sunday, time for the weekly challenge. I post a topic and you come up with the story. And we got a bunch of stories in on the topic of, oh, it was a pick two. Craft ceremoniously, empty spaces, clickbait, disposal protocol, you saved my life, and level. It's a lot of weird things to jam together, but y'all jammed them together and came up with these stories. No, the ones that are about to start playing. Man, the levels went up on that one. Should I rewrite? No one will notice.
Greetings, Jay Radimus here. Despite my inconsistency of late, I'm back for Weekly Challenge 806 and the Pick 2. I hope to finish out the year from here, including stretching my comfort zones with all spooky stories for October. For the prompts of craft, ceremoniously, empty spaces, clickbait, disposal protocol, you saved my life, and level, I have written a story around ceremoniously and empty spaces with a nod to clickbait and level. My story is entitled, She Couldn't Believe What They Saw. Everyone knew the Watkins place was haunted, unless you ask them. Awa decided to broach the subject at Evan and Flora's slumber party. It escalated quickly. I double dog dare you to sneak into the Watkins house with me. Evan would have refused if Flora hadn't been there. Thus, the three of them found themselves sneaking into a house none of them wanted to be in. They ceremoniously followed the rituals of investigating scary houses, opening doors one by one. This one's empty too, Awa pouted. Evan and Flora looked to each other for reassurance. They could see something Awa couldn't. Okay, there's my story. We'll see you next week. I promise.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. You saved my life, and then you followed the disposal protocol. I must keep moving, you said, and I knew you meant climbing that money ladder. You grabbed my hand to pull me out of that hole they had hidden me in. Those were the worst 5 days of my life, I thought, but no, that was not true, because the worst 5 days of my life were now. You barked, no need to shower her, and you pointed at me. I smiled at the thought that the kidnappers had been kinder than you and your petty, little, nauseous vengeance. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
You'll never know it, but you saved my life. Your generosity and the miracles of medical science restored me to health and saved me from almost certain death. Your heart beats within my breast. Your kidneys cleanse the poisons from my system. And your corneas gave me back my sight. I grant you that it's unusual to take the organs from a donor whilst they're still living. But my needs were pressing. And as I gaze on the empty spaces where your organs used to lie, I smile. Cheer up. Maybe we'll find a donor to put you right, too.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Tonight's story is called What Could Possibly Go Wrong? 006. Ford tucked the ball under his arm, made a wide turn to pass through the north gate. So spill it, Cervantes. What do you mean, Ford? Look around you. I don't need to level up. In fact, I'm not in play anymore. I'm not the guy. Just a dusty don chairing a dusty department. Point, set, match, old friend. Cervantes hailed a cab. As the hack rolled up to the curb, Ernesto leaned into Ford. You saved my life once. Sir, you have a unique skill set. Her royal presence is charging you to keep this sorry Spaniard alive.
This is Philip Norville
alive.
Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com.
That's it for this week.
And of Good night, the America, Pariah,
wherever
available
you are.
At Amazon. And this is my entry for the 100-word story weekly challenge number, I lost it here, 800 and something. 806, it's a pick two challenge. So here's my story. Oh, I'm going to use three of the prompts. Ceremoniously, disposal protocol, and empty spaces. So here we go. Bilbert blinked. What? No, I'm not a pervert. But it is something personal, so we need to go where people can't see us. Okay, we'll see, Sabrina said, gathering up her lunch trash. She carried it to a garbage can and ceremoniously dumped it, as if following a prescribed disposal protocol. Bilbert threw his away, without added flourish. Where do you want to go? Sabrina asked. There aren't many empty spaces around the school at lunchtime. Fortunately, the day was overcast and chilly, and most of the students stayed indoors. Bilbert pointed. Over by the locker room doors. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my pick two story. I've chosen craft and disposal protocol, and it's called Rest in Peace. We decided that the captain should be disposed of in a manner befitting his station and reflecting the esteem in which he was held. Ivan, as usual, insisted we follow the rules and adhere to the disposal protocol. But he was outvoted. The captain merited better than being torpedoed from the craft in a tube. We wrapped him in a white shroud and watched through the portholes as his body drifted slowly from the airlock before being sucked into a booster, instantly shredding his body and destroying our only means of propulsion. Told you to follow the protocol, sighed Ivan. There you go, all done. Till next week, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Martin wrote disposal protocol for immortal beings on a cover sheet, put it in the folder, and dropped it in his outbox. The agency didn't use computers or email or other modern communication. It used paper, pens, and files and folders stored in filing cabinets and warehouses. The entity can manipulate electricity, says the director. The underground factory produces lead-lined sarcophagi, in which the captured subjects are sealed and buried. With every delivery, Martin signs the intake forms, assigns storage locations, 100 units per storage area, which are then filled with concrete, and the next storage location is opened.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the Pick 2 topics, which I'm not going to go back over because they're up on the site at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You can read them there, read the stories, text of the stories, links to people's sites if they sent them in. Oh, and archives, 16 years of archives. Have you ever heard of archives for a podcast that old? No, because there aren't that many that old. I'm not too sure why this one is still going, but anyway. The next topic is binge. So get writing, get recording, and get to it. I'll get out of your way. Thank you for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.